This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again, and I'm so thankful to be with you today, and thank you, Ecola, for sponsoring this show so that we could be here together. You know, just recently, Ecola had their annual company meeting, and we celebrated our 13th annual meeting. It's our 14th year, but our 13th annual meeting. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into putting together a company meeting where you have, you know, different offices coming in, hotel rooms, food, room, and just all the expenses that come on, not to mention the production, the productivity that is not created when you have people in an office or in a classroom setting doing training. But we feel that it's so important to train because with knowledge comes power, and we want to be as knowledgeable as we can be so that we can be the best we can be for our customers. At the end of the session, we always do a survey. We want to do a survey just as we do with our customers. We have a questionnaire that goes out asking our customers how they feel about every part of the experience of having Ecola there to take care of their termite and pest control needs, and even more than that, to protect your most expensive investment, your home and the environment, your family, your friends, and your pets. So we did something. We did a questionnaire on us as a management team, and how our employees felt we could better serve them. Now, to ask that kind of question, you might be asking, wow, that's really amazing that, you know, the management team would want to know. But as leaders, don't we want to know how we can better serve, how we can better lead? In any position you're in, whether you're a mother, a father, sister, brother, no matter where you are in your life right now, there is somebody looking up at you or looking and watching your every move. And wouldn't it be great if you could find the humility, which is what the show is about today, humility, but to have the humility to ask that question, to say, how can I be better for you? How can we make this relationship a better relationship? What is it that I'm doing that I could change? These are not easy. They're kind of easy words to say, but it's not easy to open your ears and really listen to what is expressed after we ask that question. The one thing that my employees asked is they wanted to see more of me, and I found that very amazing that they want to see more of their boss, but they do, and I think that's wonderful. I want to read from Jesus Calling because it goes right along with, which it always does. It's amazing. But here's what it says. Approach this day with awareness of who is boss. As you make plans for the day, remember that it is I who orchestrate the events of your life. On days when things go smoothly, according to your plans, you may be unaware of my sovereign presence. On days when your plans are thwarted, be on the lookout for me. I may be doing something important in your life, something quite different from what you expected. It is essential at such times to stay in communication with me, accepting my way as better than yours. Don't try to figure out what is happening. Simply trust me and thank me in advance for the good that will come out of it all. I know the plans I have for you, and they are good. And you know, Jesus' plans for our lives is really good. And sometimes we question, you know, it's not too good right now. That's okay. You might not understand right now, but I guarantee you down the road, you will. With that said, I want to just mention a little personal story. People have said they like to hear my little personal story. So do you mind if I'm a little vulnerable and transparent and tell you a little time when I had the most humility? Was after 13 years of marriage, our marriage was not doing well. I had two little ones, not so little because I got pregnant right away. So they were about 10, 13, around that age. And I had reached a point in our marriage where I felt hopeless, helpless, that I couldn't go on. And there was one day, I talked to my sister numerous times, talked to my mother numerous times. We had worn out counselors right and left, gone to church, read the Bible. I did everything humanly possible that I could do to fix the problem. But it wasn't enough. So there was one day where I was in the shower, and I ended up in fetal position crying out to God and just saying, God, help me. I can't do this anymore. And the only thing that really kept me going during this time were my two children that were depending on me so much. They were depending on me. And so I had to, you know, get dried off and get out of the shower and get on with life and take care of my two little kids. And I did the best I could do at the time. At that time, I had called my sister and I had asked her, I had told her my situation, and I had been listening to a radio show that was on Christian radio. And it was Fred Gross, Christian Center, 800, help for me. And I'll never forget the numbers because I actually dialed the numbers. I don't even know how I did that or why I did that really, except for I was at that point where I realized I was not in control and I couldn't do anything about it. And sometimes in our lives, we have to reach that point to where we have to face things like that to say, I can't handle this anymore. I need help. And, you know, those that are in important positions are the ones I believe have the most difficult time saying, I need help. Pastors, sometimes they have trouble because they're supposed to know it all and be it all and have it all together. Even mothers and fathers, we're supposed to have it all together, especially if you're teaching a Bible study or something. Of course you've got the answers, right? Well, no. We are in this together, you and I. And we all have to understand that we have pluses, we have minuses, and we all go through hard times. And the reason I'm telling you all that is I want you to realize that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that Jesus is with you every step of the way. And I want you to have hope if you're feeling hopeless because, believe me, I've been there more than once. But this is one time where I really felt humility. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. And I want to let you know that if you want to hear more, I hope you stay tuned. And I hope you stay tuned every Saturday. And you can go to Sue Free's, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, there are over 4 years of podcasts. And there's also other things on there. There's videos, there's helping hands, there's all types of things there that I want to share with you so that you can be encouraged, okay? I want to be an inspiration. I want to be there because I know what it feels like to feel very down, and I know what it feels like to be very up. And, you know, we need to be in this together. So I'm here with you. I just want you to know that, and I would love for you to connect with me. So getting back to my story is, that day, my sister called, as she so often did. She just loved my little sister, Darcy. And she called, and she had, she didn't have any children at the time, but she had a job. And I told her about the station, and I told her that I had called, and that they wanted me to come and visit them. And I said, I can't do that because I have two little kids, and my husband is a fireman. He's not home. And so I'm left. I have to take care of these children. And my sister Darcy said, you know, Sue, I really think that you need to go. And I said, yeah, but how? How can I go? And then the next day, my sister calls me and she says, you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, what? She says, I just got fired from my job. I said, you're kidding. She goes, yeah, I'm really devastated. But you know what? I can come take care of your kids for you right now so you can go, take care of what you need to take care of. So God provided for me to go into this place. So humility, yes, there was a lot of things going on in my life. And, I didn't let a lot of people know what was going on, but I knew that I needed to get help and I needed it to come from God. And God provided this path. And so I took it. And sometimes God will give you a door will open. And sometimes we're questioning whether it's from God. And I think that's wise of us to think and question whether it's from God. But when it becomes clear to you that it is from God, please take that first step. Take that leap of faith. Whatever it takes, take it. I did. And I will never look back and say that I'm sorry that it happened. What happened was I actually went in. to this place, and they frisked me. They searched my luggage as if I was a criminal. They wanted to make sure I didn't have any sharp objects, that I didn't have any pills in my suitcase. I thought, I'm not crazy. I'm putting myself in this place. I'm not crazy. Why are they doing this? Well, the reason was is because there were other people in this facility that had different issues than I did. And it could be that maybe they had an issue with suicide, or they had an issue with drug addiction or something. And so they were protecting the other people from something that I might not know about, which is what God does for us too, is he protects us. He's the almighty protector. So I put myself in this place, and I'm thinking, am I crazy? Why would I put myself into a place like this? And I was going there for 3 days, and I ended up being there 21 days. During this time, I realized a lot of things about me personally, and I wanted help. I wanted to understand what it was I could do or I wasn't doing that could give me hope in my hopeless marriage. And during this time, I learned so many other things. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because maybe some of this will hit a chord with you. Maybe there's something in your childhood, something that you haven't dealt with. Maybe there's something that's holding you back. And I want you to be freed from any of that. There are so many support groups out there, and these support groups are there for you if you need the support. And what's the first thing that every support system needs you to do? Do you know what it is? It's admitting that you have an issue. You have to feel the humility to say, you know what? I need help. I have something here that I can't take care of on my own, and I need help. Because until you make that decision and you can say verbally that you don't have it all together, you're not going to be able to get the help you need. And I'm going to go further into my story, but I want to go into the content of what I prepared today. So I'm going to read Spiritual Greatness Through Childlike Humility, because that's what it takes. When you admit you got a problem, it takes humility. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in this kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." That's Matthew 18:1-4. Our God is great. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Since we were created to know our great God, we have a yearning to find true greatness. The counterfeit path to greatness for the world, the flesh, and the devil is through self-exaltation. I will be like the Most High. The heavenly path to find spiritual greatness is through childlike humility. In the first place, no one can even enter into the Lord's kingdom without having a change of mind from the natural perspective of fallen humanity. We have such a self-sufficient, self-exalting viewpoint on life and how to find greatness. In order to become a child of God, we must be willing to adopt the Lord's perspective. Instead of us being capable of developing spiritually significant lives on our own, we must take the place of a humble, inadequate, needy child looking to the Lord of life to give us eternal life. Then, in order to grow in spiritual substantiality, we must be willing to continue in a daily walk of childlike humility. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. O great and awesome Lord, I confess that I have often sought greatness through the self-exalting paths of this fallen world. Many times I have compared myself to others, thinking that would make me the greater. Lord, I repent. I want to walk before you day by day as a humble, needy, dependent child of the great King of Kings. Amen. That's a prayer we can pray on a regular basis, and I think it's very helpful. Admitting need, that's what we're talking about here. Do you have a need? Do you have something that's not working out exactly like you would like it to? Is it something that maybe you have something to do with it? I would think 9 times out of 10, we might not even know that there's something keeping us from being all we can be, and we have to ask for help. And realizing we are not God. Some of us just think that we're all that, and we're really not. And I'm sorry, don't shoot the messenger, but we're really not all that. We are called to be here for him. We are called to bring others to know him. Are you doing that? Is there something in your past? Is there something blocking you from doing what God has prepared you or created you to do? If so, it's up to you to make a choice to change that. So admitting a need, realizing you're not God, part of our human nature is to refuse change until our pain exceeds our fear. Fear of change, that is. We simply deny the pain until it gets so bad that we are crushed and finally realize we need some help. Why don't we save ourselves a load of misery and admit now what we're inevitably going to have to admit later? We are not God, and we desperately need God because our lives are unmanageable without Him. We'll be forced to learn that lesson someday. We may as well admit it now. Did you know I was doing a study, and did you know that fear not is listed 365 times in the Bible? Isn't that interesting? 365 days in a year. So that means we have one fear not for every day that we live. Every day of the year you have a fear not. I don't know about you, but I need that fear not every day. There is something that comes my way that I have to say, fear not. Fear not. When I was in that shower and I was clumped up into fetal position, having the water hit me and me crying out, I had a lot of fear. I had a fear that my marriage was going to fail. I had a fear that my children were going to experience what I experienced as a child, divorce. I feared that I was going to be a failure. I feared so many things, and I didn't want any of those things to happen. I wanted to do something. I wanted to learn something. I wanted to do whatever I needed to do to not let that happen. Support groups are there for you and for me. And the amazing thing is even with Mommy and Me, if you're a new mother and you've joined a Mommy and Me, or even a Bible group, we have things in common, and we have things that maybe we're not really exposing. And I can tell you this, that the more real you become with those that you become a part of, the closer you're going to become to those people. We need each other. We totally need each other. You hear that thing, that saying about misery loves company. I don't really like that saying, but if we are feeling pain, we shouldn't be going through it alone, should we? We need to have people surround us. They're going to bring us comfort. Fear not, God says. Fear not. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I welcome those of you in San Diego and even up the coast. Did you know that this show, the Sue Free Show, goes all the way up and down the coast? And now with the internet, it goes all over. I have friends in London and Paris that actually listen to this show. It's just so amazing, this world we live in. It's very fast-paced, isn't it? It's hard to keep up sometimes. When I was reading my little book that I read every day, Jesus Calling, there's a couple more that I want to read because they go right along with this, what we're talking about. And here's the next one. I want you to be all mine. I am weaning you from other dependencies. Your security rests in me alone, not in other people, not in circumstances. Depending only on me may feel like walking on a tightrope, but there is a safety net underneath. The everlasting arms. So don't be afraid of falling. Instead, look ahead to me. I'm always before you, beckoning you on, one step at a time. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation can separate you from my loving presence. So here I'm talking about we need groups, and we do need groups. And God says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So he's saying to love thy neighbor and to be in relationship with our neighbor. But he wants to be first and foremost, and he wants our reliance to be on him. Because he is God. A scripture that comes to mind is Romans 8:39. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Deuteronomy 33:27, I always give you the address because I want you to be able to find it if you're looking for it. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. Meaning the devil. Another scripture that I wanted to let you know about is one that I lean on quite often, and it has to do with plans, because I believe that God has a plan for our lives and that we need to work along with his plan. And Jeremiah 29:11, which is one of my favorite scriptures. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love that scripture. It's an awesome scripture. So getting back to my story, I'm moving around a little bit, but I want to keep you engaged here. So I always wonder what part of what I'm saying is going to help you and be there for you. And so I put myself into this institution for 3 days. And during that time, my sister was able to take care of my children for 3 days. And during that time, we had to be in Bible study. We had to be in group therapy. I was rooming with this young lady who had a disease where her eyes actually looked like they were popping out of her head. And I'm thinking, God, why did you put me in this room? It was very difficult to be able to look at her. But as time went on and we had nights where we would talk and I got more comfortable because I got to know her, I started to really love her. And it was amazing to see how God worked in this situation. We also had to go to church on the way and listen to services, and we had play time. We had, you know, we played volleyball and crafts and all kinds of things because they wanted to keep us busy, active. But we had time alone. We had to have time alone where we journalized, and we had a workbook that we worked out of. And I still have my workbook because I want to see how far I've come and what I've learned and how God is molding me and shaping me to be in His image and to do what He wants me to do. And every step of the way, I didn't understand any of it. I didn't understand why I was even there. But now I do. I understand now because now I'm prepared because I've experienced so many things. I'm prepared to be able to handle things that if I would not have experienced them firsthand by being in this institution and see all the things I saw, I wouldn't have been prepared to handle some of the things that have come my way now. So I thank God for giving me the opportunity. And how many people do you know can really focus on their issues for 21 intense days where their focus is on getting the help they need, understanding where they came from, the things that were exposed, the things that I learned that happened to me that my mind had closed off was amazing. And then I had the tough situation of being able to address the issues with my parents. And that's a whole nother level of healing. And I'm just going to say to you now, if you have issues, if you have things, secrets, if you have things that are unsaid with your parents, the true healing comes from being able to verbalize. My father had already died, and so my father wasn't available. So I had to write him a letter and express to him how I felt and what I thought. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we will be back right after the break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, E. coli gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new E. coli Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. E. coli Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call E. coli at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, E. coli. Thank you, E. coli, for allowing us to be on this show. I really am so thankful. And if you haven't heard about the book that I wrote, it's called Learning to Breathe, and it's not about yoga. It's about asthma, respiratory issues. It's about the journey I had with my son, my firstborn. His name is Tyson. He's 32 now. And he was chronic asthmatic, and we had some really tough times. If you have a child who is not well, it puts extra burden, you're just so tired, but it just puts extra burden on the family as a whole. And not that Tyson was a burden, because Tyson was the most joyful and wonderful child. It's just when you have something like this, it just changes the dynamics in the family, because, especially if you have more than one child, because one child is going to get more attention than maybe the other children. I know this firsthand because I was one of three. I was the middle child. I think the middle child is the most rounded, off the edges kind of child, because you get it from both ends. I always joke about that. My sisters think it's funny too. But there's some truth to it. Anyway, my older sister was a chronic asthmatic, and she was so sickly that she was home a lot from school. And so mom would have to spend a lot of extra time with her with homework. And then I came along 7 years later. I had asthma up until the age of 7. And then I had my tonsils out, and it took care of that. And then my younger sister came 5 years later. And so my older sister took a lot of time and effort because of her sickness. And so the rest of us had to kind of get the leftovers. It felt like it, although I felt very loved by my mother, and so did my little sister. And she's with the Lord now, and I just love her so much, and I miss her so much. Those of you that still have parents alive, do yourself a favor and spend as much time as you can learning who they were and learning just all you can learn about them, because when they're gone, they're gone. And you just wish that even the things that irritate you about them, you're going to miss. Just take it from me. I will tell you. You're going to miss the things that even irritated you about your parents. So spend time and let them know just how grateful you are for them. But on another note, if there are issues, this is where I was going before the break, was I learned some things about the divorce that happened with my parents and how I felt as a daughter and some really serious things. I was molested as a child, and I didn't realize it because your brain has a way of protecting you from remembering things. So when I was in this institution, things become uncovered for me. And I had to address that with my mother. And I had to go through a lot of different things that were not easy. But through it all, there was a new understanding as to what the dynamic was, what was going on, to get the healing and the freedom that I needed for me to be the best and to be the most I could be. So I could be sitting here on the radio with you right now, you know, expressing that these things happen. You know, even things happen to good people, things happen to bad people. You know, and we can question why. You know, my dad died of lung cancer, and I asked God why. And, you know, I don't have the answer. When I get to heaven, I'll get to see him again. And I can ask then, you know, what happened and why and all of that. For now, I'm thankful for the time I had. I'm thankful for the time I get to spend with you. And I'm hoping that something I'm saying here is going to trigger something in you that's going to cause you to become closer and to get the freedom you need to be all you can be for God, and to get the freedom you need to love and to just really open up and be vulnerable and experience humility. Because either you're self-sufficient or you're God-dependent. What are you? Are you self-sufficient or are you God-dependent? I'm God-dependent. I need God to give me the courage to get through the things that I go through on a day-to-day basis. I know He walks with me every day. And my hope and my heart and God's heart is that you want him to be next to you and in your heart too. So the purpose of this show is about that, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. We need to be pursuing passion, purpose, and connection. What is yours? What's your passion? What's your purpose? And are you connected? Are you connected to the right people? Are you connected to your Heavenly Father? The beauty of this is that you can change and you can do things different as, you know, from this day forward. What has been is been. It's past. It's in your history. But that doesn't mean we are defined by what has happened in our past. I'm not defined by my past. We have a decision each and every day how we're going to deal with everything that comes our way. You have a decision. So what are you going to do different? If you don't like where you're at right now, you get what you tolerate. Do something different. Do something else. Revelation 3:15, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. What does that mean? Okay, let's ask you, are you cold or are you hot? Where are you with your walk? Where are you with the family members in your life? Are you engaged in their lives? Do you put yourself out there? Or are you reserved? Are you holding back? Are you protective and keeping yourself safe? The sin of self-sufficiency can wreak havoc in the lives of Christians. We can allow ourselves to become so comfortable in our own selves and circumstances that we can forget how much we need Jesus. We can become so accustomed to our own affluence that we tend to convince ourselves that we accomplish these things on our own. Too many times it takes a God-ordained crisis in our life to jerk our focus off of ourselves and back on to Jesus. Sinful pride can rear its ugly head in the blink of an eye. Look what I did can be part of our daily vocabulary instead of look what the Lord has done. It is so easy to cloak ourselves with a false sense of security. We wrap it around us like a cozy blanket and snuggle up in the warmth and comfort it provides. We snuggle in the security of our jobs, our family, our health. We snuggle ourselves right into the lukewarm lifestyle that prevents us from passionately pursuing God and righteousness. What I just sensed there was busyness and how we can get so busy. And believe me, I'm probably the queen of busy. Seriously. I keep myself busy. And I know that that is a mechanism for me to control my environment. That if I just keep myself busy enough, I don't have to feel. And that's not a good thing for us, is it? So I'm going to challenge you as I'm challenging myself to take time to just sit and just breathe. Breathe in, breathe out, and let the Lord speak to us. I did that this last weekend, and I can tell you it was so refreshing and so wonderful. And then I got really tired and just wanted to sleep. And you know what? I must have needed it. So maybe you need that too. I don't know. We can become content in what we have accomplished instead of seeking what he wants to accomplish through us. Our consuming fire for Christ becomes a smoldering ember at best. The Laodicean believers had become lukewarm. They had become comfortable in their own wealth and blinded to the actual state of their wretchedness. God told them to open their eyes that they might see. He called them to repentance. He's doing the same for us. Our security doesn't lie with our jobs, family, friends, church, in our health. Our security is solely in the hands of God. He is our sufficiency. We are affluent with the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior. He is calling us to be a consuming fire for him. He is calling us to get out of the lukewarmness of our lives and be hot. Put our total trust in him. Give him control over our lives. Turn our self-sufficiency into God-dependency and allow him to work his way in us. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And I hope that this has been helpful for you. I hope that your eyes have been opened, that your heart has been opened. And you know what? Change happens when the pain is worth the gain. We have to be pressured. We have to be pressed down. And when this happens, when it reaches the point where we cannot keep it in anymore, we can't do it anymore, that's when the Lord can get in there. When we say, I need you, God, you know, humility. It's like a child, humility. And when we come, He will meet us right where we're at, and He will help us to find our way, to find His way, the way He created us. If there's anything that is holding you back, you need to feel that humility. You need to allow yourself to feel. And I guarantee you that it'll be worth it. The pain has to be worth the gain, right? I have a visual right now, and it's a splinter in your finger, and your splinter festers, and your body is trying to get rid of this thing. Our emotions are like that splinter that's festering sometimes. And sometimes we have all this emotion all bundled up inside of us. And yeah, sometimes we can be assertive, aggressive, and get angry and have these passive-aggressive bouts, but that's really not going to help the situation like being able to cut open that little area and pull that thing out. We need to dissect. We need to have humility and say, I need help. And when we do that, the Lord comes in with His little needle, and He will poke just as much and as little as He needs to get that splinter or that pain or that root of unforgiveness or that root of bitterness out of us. Whatever it is, that unforgiveness. These things can cause us to get sick. These things can cause us to not smile. And the Lord wants us to feel His joy. He wants the true joy. And that comes from feeling good. Feeling good about who we are, what we stand for, our purpose on this earth. And experiencing humility. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. And we want God to be the light that shines through the darkness. He uses us, doesn't He? And in order for us to be used, we have to be an open vessel, a clean vessel, something that can be used. And when I say clean, it just doesn't mean that we are perfect, because we're not. It just means that we're opening ourselves up to receive the Holy Spirit so that He can use us. But if you've got blockage, if you've got a lack of humility, and you think you're all that, and you think that you can just do all this on your own, and you've got blockage because there's something that's not cleaned out, then you're not going to be able to feel the full experience of what God wants you to feel here on this earth. And I don't know about you, but why would anybody decide to have less than the fullness, to have less than all that God has for us? Why would anybody decide that? I don't know. Are you deciding that? And I just have to ask you, why? Why would you want less than what God has for you? And if you can do anything about it, it's humility and it's asking for help, saying that you need help. So do a little checklist right now on yourself. Are you happy with where you are? That word happy is fleeting. I know happiness comes from happenings. Are you joyful? Do you have the joy of the Lord in your heart? Do you smile more than you frown? Do you have sad thought processes? Do you have happy thought processes? Where are you? I want you to experience all that God has for you. And the way you're going to do that is by experiencing humility. So where are you on that? I don't know. I will tell you the end of this story. It's not really the end, because it's a life. Life is a journey, and I'm continuing on, and I'm still living, and I'm still experiencing, and it's still a journey for me too. But I will tell you that I came out of that place a better person. I actually felt I had to wear makeup every day because I didn't think I looked good enough to not have makeup on. And they suggested that I go the whole time I'm in there with no makeup. And they suggested that I don't wear my nicest clothes, that I just put on a t-shirt and jeans, and I'm used to dressing. Because I had this mask going on. I don't know, you might be able to relate to this, but in church, they talk about masks a lot. But I had a mask that I had to, my self-image, my own self-image was not one of acceptance of who I was. I didn't really like things in my body, and I didn't think I could go outside without makeup on. And not that I wear gobs of makeup, but I wore makeup. And they suggested I didn't. And you know, everybody was really receptive and encouraging and cheered me on, because it wasn't easy for me. And that might sound silly to some of you, but everybody has our own things, don't we? We all have our own things. And that was something I was hiding behind. You know, when you're experiencing humility, it's much easier to do when you're in a trusting situation, when you are in, even in a support group. You know, you have to have a certain amount of trust to be able to expose your issues. So find a trustworthy place for sure. I talked about one of the things that was discovered with me as far as being molested as a child. And I was actually not a real young child. I was older, and people say, how could you not remember that? But I really truly didn't. It was totally blocked from my brain. And trust has been a real issue for me. And as long as I could control a situation, as long as I could control it, then I felt protection. But the minute I felt like things were getting out of control, then I could no longer trust the situation, and I felt unprotected. So being in this environment with this group, it was a very safe place. And what I realized is in this place, it allowed people, I watched the people around me who had much grander, much more horrific things happen to them than I ever could imagine. And I was sitting right next to them. I would watch them start remembering things that had happened. And people that would walk down the hallway and faint, and I would be right there and I'd catch them. Or people that would start remembering things and digressing into that situation and having a flailing episode and being right there to hold a hand or hold an arm down or, you know, to talk to them and work them through it. It's pretty amazing to see that. What I realized during that time is that it was a very safe place. And when you are in a safe environment, it's much easier for you to experience humility and to get help and healing. So guarding yourself up in your, if you're in a situation where it is not safe for you to experience humility, you need to find a place where you can. And it might not be in your home life. It might be outside your home life. Bible studies a lot of the times can be a safe place. But find a place where you can feel God's love, His acceptance, His grace, God's riches at Christ's expense, the acronym for grace. He is so full of grace and mercy. And there are people out there that will help you walk through any tough situation. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Look that scripture up and memorize the scripture. Because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because we don't understand everything. That's another one of my favorite verses. Because He'll guide you. He'll give you what you need when you need it. But we need to trust Him in that, don't we? And if we've been through experiences where our trust has been questioned or messed up, you know, then it's difficult for us to trust. But God, we can trust God. Even some of these people in this place, their fathers were the enemy. Their fathers were the ones that were causing them so much harm. So, you know, that is the closest position to what God's love should look like. And next would be the mother's love. And sometimes it's a mother's love more than the father's love. I get that. Find a safe place. You need to be protected. God is the Almighty Protector. But humility is a necessity. We need to feel it. Because if we totally rely on ourselves, we're going to fall short. And God needs to get the glory. Just understand that it's you working for Him. The meeting that I had with the company and everything was a huge success. And part of the success was having a open session on, I asked one question at the very end. If you could change one thing with Ecola to make it a better place to work, a better place to be, because we spent a lot of time there, what would that one thing be? In our lives, there are people that we really would love to touch and get to know and be connected with and have a closer, more intimate relationship. Here's another one for you, intimacy. If you ask 50 people to explain what intimacy is, I bet all 50 are going to have a different explanation as to what intimacy is. The one that I've heard that defines it the best for me is in to me see. Think about that. In to me see. It doesn't mean physical touch. A lot of people think it's romance and passion, and that's really good. The physical touch is intimate because you're touching and being close. But in to me see is getting to know a person's most deep, dark areas, their most vulnerable, their humilities, the things that they're not, you know, maybe not proud of, and loving them anyway. That's what God does. He loves everything about us. He knows every thought. He knows every hair on our head. He knows everything, and he still loves us. Can you believe that? He still loves us. He still loves you. He still loves me. I'm so thankful for that love and that grace and that mercy. It's an amazing thing. What are the questions that you can ask? If you could change one thing and ask others, what's the one thing, if they could change one thing in you, what would it be? And it's amazing what can come out of that. That's when intimacy happens. That's experiencing humility. Do me a favor when you ask the question. Sit tight and really listen to what the response is. Until next week, I really, really, really wish you all the blessings. And I ask for you to look for opportunities to be a blessing to someone each and every day. Go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and get connected with me. Could you do that, please? Until next week, God bless.
You're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.